Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with David Ottenstein, and he's out in New Haven, directional way across the east to us. So good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Yvonne. Great to be here again.
Good. Yes, we have visited several times, and of course you have been to Iowa a number of times. I believe at least 20 times, maybe more now, starting back in 2004. So let's talk a little bit about what brought you to Iowa.
I came to Iowa initially with the idea that I was going to explore the agrarian landscape that I knew was changing, and that lots of old buildings and structures were sort of left behind, and I wanted to come and see those things for myself.
And I understand that related to work you'd already done in more your part of the country, because things are changing all over the nation, not just in Iowa.
That's right. I had been photographing for a number of years prior to 2004. I had been photographing interiors of decaying industrial era buildings in Connecticut and the Northeast generally. And I had been an American studies major in college. And I, when I started reading about what was happening in the Midwest and Iowa in particular, I started thinking, wow, here's industrial America. Hmm. I've been looking at that, wonder what the agrarian version looks like.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever been to Iowa before you started these trips?
No, I had never been there. My only taste of the Midwest was as a kid when my family drove from Pennsylvania to Milwaukee. Mm. And other than that, I had never been to the Midwest.
Okay. What was your kind of first impression? Oh, do you think back to 2004 when you first came to Iowa? What did you think?
I was astounded. I found the landscape, the place, beautiful. The big open space, fields that went on, the rolling hills. I remember vividly how much it struck me. My first trip, I drove out there, and the whole trip was only 10 days long. But I knew right away that I'd be coming back. Didn't know at the time that I'd come back. I think the count is now 22 trips. Or that I would become literally a second home for me, and that I would become really, really close friends with a lot of people there. Didn't know that at the time, but I knew I'd want to come back.
Okay, so we wanted to talk about one of the reasons then, of course, you continue to come back, is that you were working on a book that finally was published in 2017. That's a lot of years. You had a lot of patience. And the title is Iowa, Echoes of a Vanishing Landscape. So when you look at this book, and we're going to tell people how you can get this, one of the things is there's no people in it. Why did you decide to not do people?
Well, that question does come up a lot. And I didn't so much decide not to include people. I think that my subject matter didn't have to do with people directly, though I think it does very much indirectly. It was about structures, it was about landscape, and I was working with a 4x5 view camera, photographing 4x5-inch sheets of film. Very slow, very cumbersome, and well, certainly one can include people. It was it didn't lend itself so much to that, especially with the subject that matter that I was photographing. Mm-hmm. And over time, I guess it would be fair to say that while I did photograph people, I did portraits sometimes of people I'd meet along the way, it didn't make sense to include those pictures in a book that was so much about the human landscape, but represented through the structures and the land.
Mm-hmm. So the book is divided into three sections: land, home, and town, and they are all photos, black and white, which of course to me makes them much more impactful because they are black and white. And these are scenes you took throughout Iowa, many of them more in the eastern part of Iowa. But when I look through the book, it doesn't make any difference the name of the town, the location of those photos, because you can see similar things everywhere in Iowa.
I agree with that. But you'll notice also that most of the pictures are labeled
yes.
with a county.
Yes.
And sometimes a town when that would make it, you know, say not necessary to list the county. But that was something that I learned from the many Iowans who I interacted with along the way. People always did want to know what county was that in.
Mm-hmm.
In Connecticut, where we have 7 counties, and I'm still hard-pressed to name all 7 of them much of the time, county doesn't have the importance that I learned that it really
yes.
does in Iowa.
That's
so I
good.
Thought it was important to give almost every picture has at least a county location, if not something more specific.
So in the photos, now we need to think back to the topic, vanishing landscape in Iowa. So these are mostly, not entirely, mostly photos of churches, schools, businesses, roadways that take us back in time. And the history of Iowa, pretty impactful stuff in terms of what happens in people's lives. And I really want to encourage people when they get the book to read the introductions. You have several different people who've given introductions. And I think it's really important to read that in order to really feel. I think some people are moved to tears when they see this book.
Yes, I think that has definitely been true. I've done 2 rounds of book talks in quite a few different parts of Iowa, and I have found those educational, informative, gratifying. For me, it's been so rewarding, in a sense, to share back what I've seen and what I've produced in photographs with people in Iowa, but to hear the stories. And what the photographs mean to people. There was one case, there was a farmer who I got to know pretty well because I photographed his land many times. It was a really favorite spot of mine. And he was literally moved to tears when he saw the book. It meant so much to him that these places, this landscape, has been preserved and in a way that draws people, because he felt that the photographs were strong enough to do that.
Mm-hmm. As I look at some of them, I think about a visit that I did with a friend that I grew up with, and we drove by what was her farm. Now there is nothing there but a big field. And it really has impact on your feelings about what's happening there. So that's the black and white photos, I think, really do that. So we don't forget, let's talk about how people can get this book. It would be a wonderful book to have in your home. It would be a wonderful book to give as a special gift. So how can we get a copy?
Well, you can go directly to my website, which is davidottenstein.com. And Ottenstein is Ottenstein. And there is a link on the homepage to book, and you can order it directly there. I'll be shipping books out very, very quickly. Either most or all Barnes & Noble bookstores in Iowa should be stocking it. So that's another place to go and get it locally.
Okay, very good. Because this is a book we need to share with family members in this holiday season, however you're celebrating. A lot of times families get together who maybe don't get to see each other very often, and so this would be a good time to look through this book together and think about the changes in their own lives. One of the things that, as I read your introduction, you know, this is a book of places, as we mentioned, old churches, schools, abandoned houses, and so on. But you say, and we all know if we think about it, that one farm, that one person, one family, what happens there happens everywhere in their community and Iowa. It's not just what happens to one person.
And you mentioned before that in so many ways what happens in one town is what happens throughout Iowa and the Midwest and the country in many ways. Lots of changes are happening. I think this book tells the story very specifically. typically of rural America and agricultural America, and how those changes change the landscape, and certainly how they change people.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, David Ottenstein, for visiting with us today. And wishes on all of your future enterprises. I know you continue to work on new photography projects throughout the country. So until next time, let's just think about how one person, one family makes a difference in the world.
Well, Vaughn, thank you.